From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yeah.
So for the fans, big roundtable preview versus the Sox, man. Seahawks, Seattle, C-Town. What's going on, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, this is that Thursday beat. This is our game, man. This is that game. This is that week 13. Let's see what they're made of. Do they have balls game, Steve? And we are ready for this rock and roll show that we're going to have today, man. Where we're gonna just, hey, put it all out there on the table, see what's happening. That's what we're going to do for the next hour.
Yeah, we gotta do this. Is this a house money game, Chris?
I don't want to call it that. I mean, as far as us betting out or what? No.
Right, meaning
it's not.
The Giants win, and the following week they will be playing with house money, because I don't think nobody expects them to win this week. They're favored, or not favored, Seattle's favored by 10 points this week. That's a lot of points.
And I don't think this is a house money game. However, I think upset's in the making. A lot of Seattle fans think this is a trap game, Steve, because they're looking strictly at their division. I mean, if you're a Seattle fan, you're looking at the Cardinals and the Rams, and you're not really focused on the Eastern, the NFC East, because you're looking at everybody's record over there and the fact that you just came off slapping the bejesus out of Philly, who gave them L, by the way, considering what they look like. And so going on here is that they may be looking past us, and I would accept that. I like that. So that's what's happening. That's what I'm looking at right now.
You brought up a good point. I think every Giant fan was watching that Monday night game for both reasons. Like, a lot of the stakeholders would watch that game to see if, we watch a lot of Seattle football. I think we all watch Seattle football because, you know, usually Giants play on that 1 o'clock game, the 1 o'clock hour. And then usually the Seahawks are either in at 4 o'clock because they're on the West Coast, or primetime. They've been in a lot of primetime games this year. So you kind of watch, we kind of know a lot about their team. Just watching their games this year, but you really got a closer look on Monday night, because obviously they're playing the rival in our division, the Eagles, and we're playing them this week. And they're on the short week; they had to fly back from Philly, cross country flight. So this is interesting. I have a lot of questions for the stakeholders this week, a lot when it comes to Seattle Seahawks personnel. We could get into a roll call.
Because they are
way standing by. I do have one beef, though. Can I say one quick beef with the stakeholders from the roundtable from the Cincinnati post game? One quick beef. Y'all was a little too hard on the special teams, man. A little too hard for me. Because if you're talking, okay, kickoff coverage, punt return coverage, okay, it was bad, right? But special teams is everything that's not offensive and defensive. Meaning, Graham Gano was money on all his kicks. So there's a give and a take when it comes to special teams.
And
like,
so is Ryan.
I understand. Right, there you go, punting. So we can't not put that to the side because of a big kickoff return and a game full punt return late in the fourth quarter. Why? Because what happened to all the kicks we made? Grant Gano has been money. The punter has been money.
I think what happened there was, and that's true. Those are true points. But I think what happened there is that the passion of winning and expectations of what we are becoming, I mean, I'm going to use that word, in the middle of this season, has Giant fans a little tweaked right now, man. I mean, it's been a long time since we hit first place. The criticism is going to subside. Instead of hearing about Gettleman all day, you're going to hear about what we accomplished on the field because of our standing. And so that's what happened there. I'm guessing, and I'm being a Giant fan as I say that. But nonetheless, Steve, we've got stakeholders to get to, and you're right. I have to say, you know, we probably were. I admit that. There's a lot of emotion that goes into being the Giant fan day in, day out, year in, year out. So that's what's happening. Nonetheless, welcome to the Big Blue Roundtable, everyone. This is a preview of the first place Giants against the Seahawks, Seattle Seahawks.
First place Giants. The last time we said that this deep in the season.
Yeah, that was a million years ago.
How could you ever said that on the podcast?
that's true. The very first place Giants. So anyway, our number is 92947. Steve is crazy. 92947-4171. Check us out right now. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show. And right now, let's see who's in the house, man. Let's give a little shout out to whomever's hanging out and doing their thing. Real quick roll call. Isaac in the house.
I'm in the house, and so are the Giants. First place.
Can you feel it? I'm coming right back to you, bro. Stay right there. Where's my meat cleaver partner in crime? Is he in the house? What's up, DZ?
Hey, it's meat grinder, but we could throw in a meat cleaver too, because Gettleman doesn't need all his fingers. So let's go.
Good question. Are we shipping the meat grinder cross country? Is it going FedEx ground, or because we're playing in Seattle? We going to do it Amazon Prime? How are we doing the meat grinder to Seattle, man?
Hey, we going overnight, you know, delivery, just in case we got to put somebody or a group of people in there. And real quick, I know you guys got to get to the stakeholders, but I missed the post game because I slept through the whole game. Was happy to wake up to a Giants win, but I feel what they're talking about on special teams. I feel that passion because we expect greatness. So we gotta, you know, Graham Gano made all his kicks, but we gotta make sure that we're on point on all other levels. Bleed blue.
He better make the one in Orlando in the Pro Bowl. That's what I'm looking at for him. Yeah. Okay. But moving right along, where's my brother from another mother? I know he in the house. He got to be right next to you. Maddie's in the house, y'all. Don't say nothing, man. Don't even ignore that Steve right now, man. You're going to go crazy. I feel it coming. Don't talk to him right now. Again, everyone, 929, this is Chris and Steve, Big Blue Roundtable, 929-477-4171. Okay. And y'all know what this is. After starting the season 0-5, the New York Football Giants have clawed our way back into contention in the NFC East. We won four of our last six games, including three straight coming into this week. Two losses in that stretch were by a combined 3 points, too. Now that I see it, so it could very well have been six straight wins for us. Daniel Jones, our quarterback, is injured. Colt McCoy is our starting quarterback this week, and we, like DB just alluded to, we're going to expect greatness here. Now, the Seahawks, okay, they've gotten back on track. They won their last two games because and they had lost two before that, the Buffalo Bills and the Rams in consecutive weeks. So, as everyone knows, they got the number three scoring offense and the fourth best passing attack. Russell Wilson could be fired, you know that. And their defense actually has improved in the last couple of weeks too, Steve. They've allowed no more than 23 points in each of the last three games, which brings me to you, Steve. And, hey, hold on one second. Let me fix this. Okay, there you go. So, hey, this is what we're here for. Let's talk about this game, man, coming up, Steve.
Something has got to give, man. Matter of fact, Chris, real quick, before we get to the stakeholders, man. The leading rusher this season for the Seattle Seahawks is who?
Can I be wrong?
You are wrong. Russell Wilson is your leading rusher.
He might be in trouble. I'm just saying that.
Now, that's going to be, you know, when we get to Manny Dogs and DB Nation, we know we got to talk containment. It's a huge containment game, man. You better stay in your lanes, LeVar Ball type shit. Stay in your lane because this guy is going to take off and slide. This is what he does. He's going to run for 6-7 yards in chunks if we don't stay in our lane, if we can't get to Leonard Williams. We need a big game from him this week. Also, Chris, when we get to Isaac, we're going to lead off with Isaac, man. You know, we talk about Colt McCoy. And did he? Did he? This is my question for everybody. Did he leave? You know, get rid of some of that rust in that Cincinnati game and some of the reps in practice this week. But also, defensive coordinator Chris, I know you're familiar with. We're all familiar with Ken Norton has done a phenomenal job this season with the Seattle defense. However, this is where I think we're in a little bit trouble because the Giants, to me, this season has not shown an air attack consistently to exploit the cornerbacks for the Seattle Seahawks. Their run defense is outstanding. We all know about Bobby Wagner, who's already got over 100 tackles, K.J. Wright. They added Jamal Adams from, bringing him over from the Jets. Run defense, we want to run the ball. They want to stop the run. But do we go opposite of what our game plan has been working to get these wins? I mean, we are at our strength when we run the ball, right, Chris? But this is why we talk with the stakeholders. What we want to do, they like to stop. And what we haven't done, they can't stop. The Seattle pass defense is the worst in the league.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They were averaging at one point almost 500 yards a day this season. More than the Saints allowed when they set the record 10 years ago or whatever. But lately, the last three games or so, Seattle cut over 50 yards from that average, basically, man. They allowed about 418, and that's a little bit more than the Jacksonville, the Jaguars are. So last place still ain't great, but they've made great steps there. And I don't know what's going on with Carlos Dunlap on top of that. So, yeah, we'll see. But I'm not the one that's supposed to talk about that. That's why we have stakeholders and frontline. So let's get it rolling, Steve. Let's do it. 929-477-4171 is the big blue roundtable number, y'all. So, Isaac, where you at, bro?
Hey, I'm right here, man. Just living the dream right now.
I know, man. This is. Hey, Steve, what is it? First place? We first place? Hey, I love it. I love the way it sounds.
That might be the first time ever in this show's history that we can say that this late in the season. I think we can.
Yeah, so you just heard the mashup with Steve and Isaac. What do you have to add to that in terms of their defense, man, and how we're supposed to approach that?
Well, like Steve was saying, 32 in the pass defense, but they are ranked number 3 against the rush, which has been our strength the last couple weeks. And our weakness has been our pass game. I mean, we're ranked, 27, 28, too? So something has to give there. Now, you got Golden Tate going back there. Is he going to be the key factor in this game? That's the one thing. And, Evan Engram. He's 3 catches away from joining the 200 club that the Giants tight ends have established. Will he come up with a big game? And our offensive line, for the first time since December 1st, 2019, didn't allow a sack. So how are they going to hold up? Carlos Dunlap is on the shelf. You know what? Let's run at that side. Mm-hmm. Let's see if they can hold up against the run there. And who said we didn't have Daniel starting Sunday? We got Daniel McCoy starting. That's his real name. It ain't Colt. I don't know where the hell he got that name Colt from. His real name is Daniel on his birth certificate.
That's what his mama named him.
It's his mom calling up ESPN and telling him to correct that.
Yeah, really. Steve, what you got for the Isaac?
Hey, man, if you are the Giants, and then we'll get to the next stakeholder. If you're the Giants defensively, and I'm going to throw this question at Manny Dog and DB Nation. Those are big defensive guys, too. Bradbury's had a phenomenal season. Are you traveling with him with T.J. Lockett? Or, most of those snaps are going to go to D.K. Metcalf, who's been killing this season. He had a big game versus Philly. How you did defensively? We're putting our number 2 cornerback on which wide receiver on most snaps? How you look at it, Isaac?
Well, you got to put your best on the best. Wherever Metcalf's going to bathroom, he's going to bathroom, And you're going to have give him safety help the whole game. Let's take away whatever their best weapon is, and that's Metcalf. I mean, he's, what'd he get, 167 on Monday night or Sunday against the Eagles, whatever it was? Let's take away that weapon. Let's make somebody else beat us. You know, let's see if Carson can beat us. And I don't think he can, because I believe our front seven will stop their run. Let's make the other part of their pass game beat us. And I don't know if they can.
All right.
All right. That's Isaac, everybody.
Don't hit the fire there. Isaac, you got a question for DB Nation. You want to throw a question at DB Nation, man, on this game.
Well, the question is, do we accept the ball if we win the toss, or do we defer to the second half? What tone are we setting? Are we going to put Colt out there to get going, or are we going to put the defense out there to try to set the tone?
That's a great question.
TV Nation, that's for you. Let me remind everybody, this is the Big Blue Roundtable preview against the Seahawks. First place New York Giants.
So, to answer that question, we want to start off on defense. We're going to set the tone. The defense wins championships. Defense is what it's all about. So, we're going to start off on defense. And in terms of that big dude from Ole Miss, who Gettlebum had a chance to get, oh, boy. Obviously, I'm going to put Bradbury on him. I'm going to have to double him. This guy's a monster. He's leading the league. He's a freak, so he's going to get his yards, but what we have to do is limit him to our best ability. So you got Bradbury on DK Metcalf with help over the top or underneath with whoever else. You know, Jabril Peppers, hopefully the rookie, maybe McKinney's going to be in there playing. But we got to shut this guy down. We got to take that offensive threat away because Chris Carson's not going to do it. And I believe in the run game, just like, you know, Sanders used to say, I believe in Eli. I believe in the run game. And the New York Giants are the one team that nobody wants to face. Let's address the elephant in the room, everyone. The Arizona Cardinals are still that team, but that loss to the Patriots, I know that hurt. And I called them the dark horse before the Giants started their win streak. But now the New York Giants are the dark horse of the NFL. Nobody can mess with our run game. I believe in the run game, and that's the reason why I know and I'm confident that we'll beat Seattle. I mean, Russell Wilson, if you guys watched the game and saw this one stat, Carson Wentz is the number one most sacked quarterback in the NFL. Good for them. Screw Philly. But guess who's number two? Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is the number two most sacked guy in the league, which means we can get to him. Which means, and Russell Wilson's a warrior. We all know that. He's going to try to make things happen. He's going to move the pocket. He's going to try to get first downs with his leg. And that's great, because we got a bunch of athletic guys who can get us that. So we have a chance to increase that number of sacks on Russell Wilson, because we know he comes to play. He's a soldier. But we have the recipe for these guys, which is run the ball, play that defense, cover DK Metcalf over the top. You got to double him. We got to take him away. Just like a page out of Belichick, who's from the Giants originally, Belichick will take away your best player. So what we have to do as a defense, Patrick Graham, is to double that guy. Because once you take DK Metcalf out of there, it's pin your ears back. Let's destroy Russell Wilson and everybody else. Because that run defense, like Steve alluded to, is no joke. And we're making it happen. That guy's fine. So we even got Nico Lelos in the mix, the rookie from Dartmouth. Shout out to LeBron James, gave him the shout out for the game. Apparently he and LeBron James went to the same high school. So it's a beautiful thing. But I believe in the run game. I believe in the run game. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Hey, follow-up question for DB real quick. Let me get a follow-up question, man. You know, I saw Snacks Harrison getting a little bit more snaps. I don't know his big role in this game. But Ken Norton's defense, like you said, as far as stuffing the run, I mean, there's been an ongoing battle even on this podcast as far as Gallman getting most of the reps, but I'm looking at the interior linemen, man. As Gates has quietly kind of done his job, man, what do they need to do against the defensive line? I think one advantage we haven't said, which usually intimidates teams going to Seattle, there's no crowd. So I think this is a fair game if we stick to this young offensive line. What do you want to see out of the rotation of the offensive line this week versus especially getting to the middle linebacker level?
I want us to continue on. Let's continue what we've been doing. The offensive line rotation obviously has been working with these rookies coming in, and the rookies are holding it down. So people can say what they want about Andrew Thomas or whoever. If we ever know Shane Lemieux, he's an animal. So keep the rotation going. Just like when we played Tampa Bay, I remember I was telling Chris back then, Tampa Bay at that time had the best run defense in the league, and we gashed them. So it's like you take a step back and you look at the rest of the league like, you know what? I don't care who lines up in front of us. Just like one of these moron reporters that interviewed Sterling Shepard saying, oh, now that the stakes are getting higher, you're playing better competition, trying to discredit the Giants' win. And Sterling Shepard basically said, look, it doesn't matter who we play against. We're lining up to do what we do, and that's what we're going to do. It doesn't matter. The Chiefs, the Ravens, who gives a crap? New York Giants are lining up to punch somebody in the mouth, so they got to get ready. So that's my take on it.
All right. Whoever that reporter is, put him in the meat grinder. God damn it.
let's keep it moving with the incredible Manny Dog and on the big round table.
Listen, man.
Go ahead, Manny.
I want to answer that question, man, about, you know, them having a weak passing game, speaking of pass defense, and should we attack that? Look, last week, would you have went in there and told Mike Tyson, Mike, you should really try to outbox Roy Jones. You should stay on the outside and box him because you don't do too well with that. Or would you say, do what you do until he stops it? And that's the answer I'm going to have. We're going to go in there and we're going to run the ball. If you ask me, do I want the ball first? You
wait. Manny. You got your speakerphone?
Nah, I'm on my headphones. You want me to take them off?
Oh, all right. You coming in and out, bro.
Let me take a little bit. Hold on. Let me take these off. Can you hear me now?
That sounds good right there. Perfect. Yeah.
Back. That's
right. All right.
Hi. So now I was saying, now if you ask me, do I want the ball first or do I want defense?
Yeah.
Usually I would say defense, but I want the ball this week for this game. I want the ball, and I want us to have a long, drawn-out drive that can hopefully end in points and put them behind the eight ball feeling like they have to do something. Once you do that, now more than likely they're going to start moving that pass around. Get some pressure on Russ. Now, as far as doubling DK, I'm not sure if I start off with that. I'm not saying that's off the table, but I'm not sure if I start off doubling him. I say we continue to do what we're doing. If Bradbury's been traveling, which I don't think he has been, but if he's traveling, then you let him travel with who you think is the biggest threat. If you think it's DK, cool. If you think it's Lockett, cool. Let him do what he do. But I trust what the defense has been doing. We have not been killed by one receiver this year.
Right.
It has not just been one guy out there killing us back and forth. The defense isn't designed to allow that. They're keeping everything in front of them. So control the rock, and I'm going to run the ball at you, and I'm going to use my young, physical offensive line, because everybody that said, man, they got a good run defense, we've ran the ball on them. That's what we do. We punch people in the face. We go into their guts. We go up in that clinch, and we land uppercuts, and we break down that body. That's what we're going to do, and that's what I would do if I'm the Giants. I'm taking the ball. I'm going to dictate the pace of the game. As soon as we get our points, we're going to give Russell just a little bit of flame under him because he's going to want to answer. He's a competitor. Seattle's a competitive team. They know they've been on the top of their division. They want to be on fire. Light that fire a little prematurely and then send the blitzes at them out of the zones and do what we do, man. We have to dictate the pace. Control the line of scrimmage on both sides. And we should be just fine. I don't feel crazy. Like, I don't feel like we're out of this game. I think this is a game we can really take. And if we take this game, what a shockwave that'll send through the league. What a shockwave that will do. Now,
yes, indeed.
When we look at what they do well, who worries me and things like that, it's really just the receivers and Wilson. We got to keep him in the pocket. I would rather give him a whole bunch of time than let him break out the pocket. Keep him in the pocket. So, and I know that's playing with fire, but do you want him rolling around, making a play happen, or do you want him in there taking a coverage sack? I'd rather that. I'd rather that. So I feel good about this game. I feel like our defense is set up for this type of offense that we're going against, and I feel like our offense is perfect for this type of defense. Because once we start getting those guys coming up on the defensive backfield, we go play action over the top. Three blue.
All right. Quick question.
Come on. Come on
for Manny. Yeah, Manny, give us a minute on your response. Yeah, you alluded to it. Russell Wilson defending him. What's Jabril Peppers role in this game? Is this guy going to be the spy? I don't believe in Fackrell role would be it, or Martinez. That's not their strength. So what's Jabril Peppers role as far as is it Russell Wilson? Because they lost their tight end. I don't think they really have a really go-to tight end threat, but we should not sleep on it. But how would you use Jabril Peppers in this game today, this Sunday?
I hate the spy. I'll just tell you that as a defensive mind, I hate the spot because it takes a guy out of coverage. It takes a guy – what I would rather do with a guy like Jabril is fake blitz him, zone blitz him, use him as a double-team guy. If you're going to double-team, have him be the double-team guy. But if I'm going to use him against Russ, I'm sending him. I'm sending Jabril a lot. So – I wouldn't spy. I don't like the spy. The spy, Russ will eat a spy alive. Believe me when I tell you that. He's the type of quarterback that will eat a spy alive.
All right. I want to go back to real quick because DB Nation, because DB Nation should have asked you a question, Manny Dawgs. But DB Nation, if you have a question for Billy Bob, and Manny Dawgs, if you have a question for Billy Bob, because Billy Bob is next. DB Nation, you got a question for Billy Bob?
Oh,
no alpha questions.
Okay. So,
no, I'm kidding. Right.
All right, Billy Bob. So, in this game, how do you feel Alfred Morris' production will be?
There we go.
All right. Okay, now, Manny Dawgs, to be fair, give Billy Bob a non Alfred Morris question or non Alfred question.
Billy Bob, do you feel like Colt McCoy has what it takes to lead us past Seattle?
All right, let's bring on Billy Bob. Shout out to the DB Nation.
Billy Bob.
You are in your feelings.
Hello, y'all can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
I noticed I was on mute.
I think we gotta hear you.
I want to say let me start off and say good evening to everybody. But before we start off, I wanna let everybody know last year I was in my feelings because of one of these players named Jamal Adams. And I'm kinda happy to see Saquon hurt because Jamal Adams happened to kick our ass last year by his damn self. All because of Saquon. I'm not gonna let this go with this missed block that Saquon called Jamal Adams to beat our ass with the two fumbles. I want everybody to remember that shit. So I'm not gonna even answer this Alpha Moore question. And this is a little thing that I was like, I wanna talk about this little DK McCaffrey. Well, I thought we should have got two because at the time Eli needed that help, so I ain't understand why we didn't get DK McCaffrey in the draft that time. But that's neither here nor there. But Colt McCoy could possibly win this game for us because they do not know what to expect from him. I mean, you probably have tape on him, but you don't know what you're going to get from out of this game because we're unpredictable. But I can honestly say this game is going to really define what team we really have. And I'm happy to see this here because it's just like, wow. And I hope that we can go in here with this running game. Because I damn sure, you know what's so funny? We all worrying about their little passing game, but let's not misjudge their running backs because they got two good stable running backs that they're going to come down our throats with. I really feel that it's going to be who can establish the run game first, and the two running backs they got is nothing to sneeze at. There's nothing to sneeze at the two running backs they got. As far as their tight end, let's not look at Greg Olsen like he's a slouch either, because we still have problem with tight end. So I'm very sure that they might
hurt,
go
though.
Back and say, hey, he's hurt.
He's hurt though. He's gone. He's gone for the year, man. Greg Olsen.
But we're still looking at the Giants, and they still have that thing where they can't guard tight ends. So there's a lot of things to look at. They might be coming at different angles at us. So
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping the Giants can come in here and establish this run game. I'm not finna say my boy, but they need to feed him the ball. We're going to keep it silent. We just need to feed him the ball and just hope that we can just play around. I just want to see where we stand. It's not in this – I just want to see where we stand at far as this game, the fight, the good competition, because this is like a playoff game to me. Honestly, let's just say our playoff just started. It's starting on Sunday. That's where I'm at with it. There's nothing to talk about. I want to see where we stand off in this playoff game. This is a playoff game to me. I don't know how y'all looking at it, but this is a playoff game to us right now. And it's going to show us where we stand at. No further. It's just a team that can run the ball and pass.
Questions for Billy Bob. Oh, no, you go first, Chris.
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry. I must have missed it. Did you say you happy that Barkley got hurt? Is that what did I hear you say that?
Let me just put it like this. Not saying that I'm not happy he got hurt, but I'm happy he's not in this game, because I'm telling you, Jamal Anderson gave him something that I just when I say, I mean, he just, he played Barkley. He straight played Barkley in that Jets game. Ever since then, I have not looked at Barkley the same. I can't even say he's a top five running back to me no more. Ever since then, I can't even look at him like that. If y'all just go look at the highlight and see what Jamal Anderson did. I mean, Jamal Adams did. Saquon? Mm-mm. I'm happy that Saquon's not. Hold on. You went and asked it, but now this is why I'm happy to have Alfred Morris. A complete
okay.
running back.
Right. I'll stop right there. Steve, answer your question.
I'm going to go back to Isaac's question. Isaac had asked, do you want to accept the ball first or defer or, you know, get the ball in the second half? Like, you know, do you want to set the tone? That was Isaac's question. I wanted to get Isaac's questions down through the round table.
I think we need to keep the ball off. We have to give our defense
okay.
that confidence. To let them know they there. Our defense going to be there.
All right. Now, Billy Bob, do you got a question for Carl? And then we'll throw all the questions at Carl as well.
My question is, what game plan are we really coming in there with? I mean, I know we all saying run a game, but that's a team that probably could start to run the game. But that's my question is, what game plan are we really – do you really want to see the Giants come in with? The run game or a pass
right.
game? Or just simply the mix? Both.
All right. Carl, that's your question, man. Let me remind everybody that listening to the Big Blue Roundtable and I, 2-9-4-7-7-4-1-7-1. And we are talking about the first place, New York Giants versus the Seattle Seahawks in the upcoming game on Sunday, week 13. So, Carl, go ahead. Do you think, bro? You on the clock?
Good evening, gentlemen. I got in a little bit late, so I apologize. Had to finish up work
a little late.
Hopefully, I didn't miss everything. Finally, we get to talk about a real game for a change. But you know, the question that Billy Bob asked, you know, in every game, and there's only been three games that Seattle has lost this season, and in each of the three games, the pass defense of Seattle has been bad. You know, if you look at the Buffalo game, the Arizona game, and there's one other game I'm missing. They played the Rams. All three of them. If you take a look at how all three of those games played out, that's how they lost, because they can't cover anybody. And the worst part was watching Monday night was when Seattle, who had a terrible pass defense, and the Eagles just I don't know what's going on there. And so if you look at it from the Giants, you'd say, oh well, you know, we can go there and we can run the ball, establish the run and such like that. But I feel like you got to score to win. And I don't think this is going to be a game where you're shortening possessions, you know, and keeping Seattle on the field for 22 minutes or whatever the number is. You got to score. And you've got guys that can go out there and make some plays, whether it's Shepard, whether it's Golden Tate, whether it's Engram, Slayton, as we've talked about. You know what? Throw caution to the wind. There's nothing to lose. Go right at them. Make them stop. Put it this way. Make the Seattle defense stop those guys. All right, fine. You tip your cap to them. Something that they haven't done all season. Great. You shake their hands. You beat us. But I don't want the game to go on where I know that those guys can't cover and we're not throwing the ball at all, you know, or throwing it in such a way where we're basically playing into their hands. I'm just not. It's not something I'm a fan of. I don't like it. Just you've got guys that can make some plays. Go make them. As far as whether I would take the ball or take the offense, you know, or I mean, put the offense on the field, put the defense on the field. I would always defer. That's just me. I don't think the game is. There's going to be a set tone in the first 3 minutes of the game. I think if the Giants go up 7-0, I don't think it really sends any message to Seattle at all, because Seattle's method of offense this season has been to score, and because they know their defense is terrible. So whether the Giants get up 7-0 or not, I don't think there's really going to be much of a I don't think it's going to be much of a factor if the Giants took the ball and scored. I don't think that is really that big of a deal. As far as whether or not you would cover with Bradbury on DK Metcalf or not, I've always been a big fan of cutting off one side of the field regardless of the receiver. And so it's something I've noticed Belichick used to do with Darrell Revis. You just put him on one side of the field, double team the other guy, because you know one guy can count. The traveling stuff, they have two very good receivers, two tremendous receivers. So picking one or the other and saying, I'm just going to shut one guy down. Seattle's offense doesn't work that way. So I think just go ahead, play it the way you want to play it that way, and take your chances.
All right. That's Carl. Steve, what you got, man?
Yeah, Carl, man. And then we go to Chris after that. And then Carl has a question for you, Chris. Now, Carl, what about the rotation of, you know, you saw Logan Ryan at this free safety spot, and I think it's been beneficial. He's been arguably right behind Bradbury, our best DB, whether you look him at it, corner or safety, however. But the rotation of the safeties, yeah, man, Julian Love and McKinney involved, like, how creative do you want to get with Patrick Graham, with the defense, with the secondary? We talked about with Manny Dawes, with Jabril Peppers, like, from the linebackers all the way to the whether you're running a nickel or a dime or whatever. How you want to use the cornerbacks in this game, man? You know, outside of the one-on-one on the island, like you said.
I would dare Seattle to run the ball. You know, I would look at it in a way where I'm trying to think of an example. If you play six defensive backs on the field most of the time, or five, if you play it that way and say, you know what, Seattle, try running for 120 yards. Try it. Just give it a shot. Because we're not going to allow you to throw the ball all over the lot with all of our defenders out there. I would force Seattle to run the ball by playing coverage in such a way defensively with my defensive backs, or I'm inviting them to run the ball and see if Seattle plays into that and decides to run the ball at them and go from there. Or if Seattle, even with all the defensive backs out there with the rotation, now I think McKinney only got about four snaps defensively on Sunday. I have to check that just to be certain. I think it was either four or six, one of the two numbers. And let's see if Seattle just decides, you know what, we have our receivers, we're just going to throw anyway. And maybe that works to our advantage, but I would force them to run the ball.
Carl, okay. And then we go back to Chris. Well, let me say this real quick, and then Carl can throw a question at you. This is for everybody. If you want to answer when you get on, this collection, the depth of free safeties, is this arguably the best the Giants had in years? I mean, you throw Logan Ryan, Xavier McKinney, and Julian Love. How good is that?
Well, potentially, but we haven't seen McKinney play, you know, more than a few snaps. So I'd have to hold on that praise until we see you know, performance. Let's at least see him play 20 snaps on defense, and then we can, you know, make a call on that. I guess the question I would pose really to everybody, you know, this will be the first as I'm thinking about the games here, I think it's the first real athletic quarterback that the Giants have faced this season. And I wonder about the idea of how can I put this? Having your heart deflated. What I mean by that is I can see scenarios in this game where the Giants stop Seattle on first down, stop Seattle on second down. But because Wilson is so great and can run and do those kind of things where he, you know, basically does a lot of sandlot plays where all of a sudden a third and eight play, he makes a play for 10 yards. And it's going to probably happen maybe three or four times in the game. Emotionally, how does one avoid not getting deflated by him making those kind of, you know, great plays that he tends to make at least once a game?
Hey, Chris, you want to answer that? And then we can go through the stakeholders and ask.
Oh, me? I get to answer a question? Oh, wow. Okay, a little caught off guard here. You know what, Carl? I think you do that by preparation. You know, the Giants' defense, nobody even speaks about this. I'm talking about the entire media, not just our forum. The Giants' defense is getting better and better every week, man. Okay, they're in the top 10 in yards per game against everything. And they're tied for fourth in 18, with 18 takeaways. And when something about, you said the emotional part. Let me tell you about that. There's something about being in first place, regardless of what it looks like. Even if it's 4-7, it's not daunting. You know, it's something about being in first place that makes your preparation just a little tad bit different going into the next segment. And I'm saying this as a former educator, and I'm pretty sure a football coach has the very same perspective, you know, particularly if he's responsible for 55 cats going out there and doing their thing and playing their positions correctly. I know going into this game, flying across country, going to Seattle, these guys here emotionally are pumped. They're looking at things. They're looking at it from the perspective of okay, we've got a little bit more swagger. We know what they got, but you know what? We're not afraid of anybody. And I truly believe part of their game plan, unifiably, I'm talking about from coach all the way through coordinator down to defensive captain all the way down, they know exactly what Russell Wilson is capable of. They know exactly what that is. It's like Manny Dog said with the 4-2-5 defense that they're going to employ. That covering should take care of everything. I don't think – I'm going to tell you what. I'm in the minority. I don't think DK Metcalf is going to have a great game. So, obviously, Russell's going to rely on his legs. And I don't know who it is going to be, but I'm pretty sure that Patrick Graham is going to have somebody specifically cover him all game long. Okay, particularly in the first half on, you'll see that. So this is a question that, and I'm not even worried about, you know, normally when you lose your starting quarterback, you say to yourself, okay, well, maybe our whole entire look of our offense and defense will have to adjust to something else because, you know, our leader is gone or whatever. It's not like that this time. It's not like that. Daniel Jones is still not exactly Eli. What you're going to see here is you're going to see the defense step up even stronger than you've seen them step up before. I know that Russell Wilson gives them a different look, but they've seen Russell Wilson. They've got the tape. They've reviewed it. And I guarantee you, every practice that they've had since Sunday has some kind of connotation concerning his dangerous his legs and his ability to improvise on offense. I'm pretty sure the Giants are ready for it. That's all I want to say about that. I don't get to answer questions very often. So, who wants to answer that as
we're
well?
Not,
who's that for?
Let's open up the round table, man. Let's open it
okay,
up.
Well,
like Isaac hasn't one. Spoken a while.
Let me remind people. 929-477-4171 is our number. And let's go around the round table. Let's go back up to Isaac. Steven? No, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's go back up to Isaac. Let's do our thing.
Yeah.
Dad, Isaac, you on the clock.
Yeah, give us a minute.
Hello? Isaac, you here?
The mute button, maybe. All right, maybe he's on mute.
Okay.
All right. What about DVD?
Oh, you there? You there, guys?
All right, there you go.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. Was you on,
okay.
You on mute?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess I was. I was talking to myself.
You were probably talking to Star, wasn't you? He was talking
yeah, I definitely was. Oh, man. I heard the question about, you know, the safety position. You know, we go starting with Logan Ryan, you know, most forced fumbles since 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if we go back to the Super Bowl year when we had Antrell Roll leading that position and Kenny Phillips. I mean, this is the best combination we've had back there since then. And then you can even go at the corner position. You know, you throw Bradbury and Corey Webster, and you throw Ross and whoever else you want to throw out there. You want to throw Holmes out there. I mean, this has definitely been the upgrade we've been missing there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very excited about that aspect. And then we're talking about, you know, their offense of Seattle. You know what? If we get them to third down – their third down percentage has not been good in recent weeks, starting with the Eagles. They were 2 for 10, 20%. And I'll leave you with that because I don't only have a minute. But you know what? I am so fired up.
That's what you know. That's what you ought to be. That's what you ought to be, too. I mean, I am, too. Man, but, hello? Does anybody leave? Y'all leaving me? What's going on over here, man?
Yeah, we all here. We all here.
Okay.
DV Nation.
Okay,
Divination,
okay,
give
okay.
us something like a
right.
minute. You heard
all
of Carlson.
Right, all right.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if you're a Giants fan, how could you not be excited about this game coming up? How could you not be excited about the season coming up? Just like Chris said, you know, Daniel Jones' hamstring is hurt. So what? You know, Colt McCoy is that dude. He's a veteran. He's been there before. If anything, he can teach Daniel Jones a few things about pocket presence. So this is actually a good thing. Daniel, sit down, learn, take some more notes about pocket presence because you still need to learn that. All right, so yeah, this is great. I mean, just like my man Manny Dog said, I wouldn't have it any other way. Let's go into it as the buzzsaw that we are. We're hot right now, and there's no reason for us to cool off. Let's buzzsaw everybody. You want to get in the way, you're going to get split right down the middle. It's very simple. You know, the run game is there. The O-line is there. The rotation of the O-line is good. Gallman finally is getting the carries that he needs. People are acting like these stupid sports writers acting like Gallman, is this a shock to them? Wayne Gallman has been a beast since he was at Clemson. It's because dumbass Shermer, these morons didn't play him. I don't know what happened to Wayne Gallman and why they threw him under the stadium. Thank God Wayne Gallman is here to ball out and do what he does. That's why we got this dude. Hopefully Evan Engram has a good game. No drops, no fumbles. We'll see how that goes with that guy. But, yeah, let's get big play Slate back in it. I believe Dante Pettis, he's on that COVID list crap and see him. But let's get it popping. You know, Golden Tate's there. Colt McCoy's a beast. He even did a thing in the blue and white game, scrimmage, at the beginning of the year. You know, Colt McCoy is just that dude, man. Just like Sterling Shepard said in his interview on the Giants app. Look, man, the next man, you know, Colt McCoy knows what he's doing. He has connections with all the receivers. They make it happen. So, I was saying this since the beginning of the year. They should have been starting Colt McCoy. Daniel Jones still needs to learn pocket presence. He has to learn. He's a young guy. He still needs to learn what to do in that pocket. So, he's at a point where he can take notes. Defensively, we're going to continue to fly around. Put number 52 in there. Put him in there. Devontae Downs. Let's have him flying around. And let's get some more sacks on Russell Wilson. Why not? Yeah, they got a couple running backs, but our run defense is stout.
Okay.
And our O-line is taking care of business.
Okay.
Right, let's get a minute each real quick. Let's get a minute, Billy Bob, and Carl, and then we get to the picks. We run out of time, so let's give us a minute.
You know, if we do get Xavier McKinney back this week, I'm not sure if we're getting him for this game, but if we do get him, let me switch who I'm chasing. I'm going to use McKinney to chase Russell Wilson around. Reason being,
right,
as a rookie, having him do more coverage would do more harm to him than good. So I would rather him be more active, get his nose in the box. He's a bigger body guy. You know, when you run that, if you run a 4-2-5 defense, you're essentially got really big safeties out there. So those extra two DBs are really a bigger safety-type player that can play in the box or in the coverage. I'm not worried. Listen, I feel confident about this. I really do. And I think Patrick Graham is going to draw something up to where we're gonna box Russell Wilson in, and we're going to keep everything in front of us. I'm confident
Manny,
in our coverage with
bro.
DK.
Manny,
go ahead.
Stop you, man. We
go ahead,
time,
bro.
You know I love you, so don't even take it personal.
So sure.
Billy Bob, same thing. Give us a minute real quick.
The minute I'm going to give y'all, bro, is I'm being – like I said, man, I just see I can see Seattle taking scripts from the Rams and San Francisco because they probably seen films, and I feel like they got the type of running backs to notify what I think was going to happen. They're going to really just say, we're going to run the ball and watch the Giants play mistake football, and that's what I see from right now. I just see that happening right now. Cause they got physical – I want y'all to understand they got physical running backs. Not like speed running back. They got physical running back that's going to tear down our defense. So I want to say if we play like the game like we played at Cincinnati at the Bengals, we do for a loss. Because I told y'all, I think if Bengals would have had Burrow, we would have might lost that game. And we're dealing with a quarterback that can run. So we're dealing with a lot of problems here. But that's why I said this just going to let us know where we really stand at. This is a playoff game that's going to let us know where we stand at.
Okay, and Carl, real quick, man, give us 1 minute because we gotta get to the picks.
Okay, no problem. You know, Billy Bob is right. I was gonna mention that a second ago on the last go round. You know, I was looking at this. The NFC East 0-16 this season against teams with a winning record. Like, I'm thinking about this. Is he mentioned? I thought about that last week too, and actually, I think I talked about it during the post game. You know, had Joe Burrow played, not that third string bum that was out there. I'm not totally sure that game goes the right way for us. So I'm like, wait, let's. You know, this Sunday, I want to see what Billy Bob is also saying. Like, let's see how this looks when they're not facing the Washington or Philadelphia or Cincinnati. Let's see them play a halfway decent team, and then we can kind of say, okay, well, what do we have here? Then we can kind of make a judgment based on that.
All right. So, real quick, gentlemen, this is what's happening this week. Listen very carefully. Rams at the Cards. Colts at the Texans, Saints at the Falcons, Giants at Seahawks, Rams at Cardinals, Colts at Texans, Saints at Falcons, Giants at Seahawks, and let's end.
One thing. Before you start, I gotta give you the standings, man. I had a bad. We haven't done the pickups in a couple of weeks because of holiday and bye week and stuff like that. And, you know, there's been a gap because we haven't done a pick'em since week 10. Let me tell you something. It's close now, man. We got 4 weeks left, right? 5 weeks. So I was in a big lead. Long story short, I'm in the lead with 56. Lady Blue, basically week 10, I didn't win any games. So there was ground made up. I lost every game in week 10. So I got 56. Lady Blue has 54, Carl has 53, Chris has 45, Sean has 37. That's the point. That's the standings. 5 weeks to go. Just to keep in mind, you know, everybody wants to know where they're at right now at the leaderboard. All right, let's get to the picks. Let's start off with whoever it is. Isaac, right?
Yeah, Isaac, let's go first.
All right.
Isaac, take off the mute button, bro.
All right, let's go Rams, Falcons, Giants, and then what was the fourth one?
Golly, I lost it. Oh. The fourth one was Colts to Texans.
I'm going to go. Who's
Rams?
Home? The Texans?
Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
Rams.
Who did get? You said Rams. Who else? Rams, Giants,
Falcons.
Falcons. Okay.
And
Colts at Texans.
The Texans.
Colts are at Texans. Okay, you want Texans?
All right. Now, DB, when you give your picks, give us with the confidence points.
Oh, yeah. Please do that.
DB. All right. Ready? Yeah, so
yep.
Saints 4, Cardinals 3, Colts 2, Giants 1.
All right.
Manny.
I got Colts 4, Cards 3, Saints 2, Giants 1.
I hate you, man. That's my very thing. That's the least. Same one. Same one. He, you did this shit to me about 3 freaking times this year, you asshole. Moving right along. Billy Bob. Billy Bob. Very beautiful. That's my same.
Hey, one. Listen.
Damn.
It is nice and simple, bro. I'm just out here copying people's paper. So since Big Manny Dog like to talk about Alpha Morris, I want everybody he pick in his coffin if I ride with him. That's talking about my dog, Glow.
Damn, Billy Bob.
We gonna be, we all gonna be in this slow ass class. We in the slow ass class with Alpha Morris today.
I love you, Billy Bob. I love you, man.
Damn, bro. So give me the pick.
He already did.
Oh, I didn't hear.
We're gonna call. Yeah, he said okay. Whatever man he's picking.
Call. I'll get him on the phone. Good, Carl.
All right, as I get ready to play Alfred Morris and Madden, give me the Saints with 4, the Colts with 3, Arizona with 2, and I'm gonna go Seattle with 1.
All right.
All right, gentlemen, let me have a final thought from y'all. Starting with.
Wait, what's your pick, man?
Steve, I'm sorry, duh. I always overlook you all the time, man.
Whoa, what's your pick?
Huh?
Your pick.
I think I have the same ones that Manny got.
Oh, you, Manny, and Billy Bob is on the same.
It's the same paper all the time. He copies off my paper, or he takes my lunch money. I don't know what he does. But.
All right, all right, here we go. All right. I'm going Seattle 4, Colts 3, Cardinals 2, Falcons 1. And, oh, by the way, Lady Blue got eliminated from the Eliminator in Week 10, so I'm the last one surviving. I'm going with the Vikings.
The Vikings?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm running out of teams to pick, but I got to pick somebody. So Lady Blue was eliminated when the Ravens played the Patriots. All right, let's get some final thoughts. Give us 30 seconds.
30-second final thought for everyone. Let's kick it off, Isaac.
Well, let's get this win Sunday, and let's vote Casey Crater to Pro Bowl. If you saw his Twitter, he's begging Giant fans to send him there. So why not? Let's send him. He's got a great year.
Damn.
And I'll talk to you guys on Sunday night.
All right.
Bleed blue. DB Nation.
New York Giants all day, man. Let's make it happen. Beat Seattle, bleed blue.
Manny Dog.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Billy Bob. This is our playoffs. And sign Graham Gano to a 20-year contract. Peace.
Manny.
Billy Bob.
Hey, can we still get DeAndre Baker back? DeAndre Baker. Can we get Baker back? Oh, no.
I don't know.
We need another quarterback.
I don't know, man. Carl, final thought.
You know, as we say goodbye here, I sense the excitement in everybody's voice this week, and I think I know why. It's the first time, I think I told you about it on Sunday, it's the first time we've had a meaningful December game in years, and I sense everybody is happy, and I'm happy too, and it's good for a change to be able to talk about football in the real sense this week. So, bleed blue, and Alfred Morris, you were in my prayers.
Let me remind everybody that if they want to listen to the archive, check us out on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Make sure you love the the Bleed Blue Show Facebook page. It's got video episodes and highlights and breakdown for all everything that you know. You can see all your friends and maybe the pictures that you of you how ugly you are at the tailgate. So. With that, Isaac, DB Nation, Manny, Billy Bob, and Carl. For my man, Azul, I'm going to give it to him right now, but bleed blue.
Now, I got a final thought. This is actually for Manny and Chris. Final thought is, has nothing to do with our team. Hey, Manny Dogs, Spencer Garcia, how many rounds? Who wins Saturday?
Oh, my God.
This is going to be tougher than Spence actually is really thinking. Danny Garcia has a habit of making these fights, dog fights, man. But I goes the distance, and I see Spence winning a split decision.
Mm.
Same here. I think Danny's going to be fresher in the beginning round, but I think down the stretch, Errol Spence, man, he just got too much. He just got too much, man. I don't think he's going to get it by that left hook that Garcia got either. So that's what I'm looking at.
It's
so
crazy.
So we're gonna act like the car accident ain't gonna have nothing to do with this fight.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. That's the scenario. You got a guy who's in a car accident last year versus pretty much the entire sport, nobody fighting. Something's got to give. So I'm going with Spence with the decision. But I hear you, Billy Bob. Who you got, Billy Bob? And we're out, man.
I got into a car accident last year, and I'm still feeling it. I'm feeling this car accident from last year. And we talking about he got into a Ferrari accident? Come on, bro. Something got to give. Y'all talking about going distance?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Look, man.
I got Spencer still.
Nate Robinson ain't fighting this week. Sorry, y'all.
You still got all that, and you still got Spencer.
I'm sorry. You know what? I almost feel like that counts as a mixed loss. You know what I mean? That just hurts, man. That just really hurts. Anyway,
our
time is up. Azul, take this off, man.
Yeah, man, we out, man. We on the post game on Sunday night, man. Sunday afternoon. We do.
Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.